me, Reg.
Fucking drummer, I shit. One, two, one, two, three, four. You're doing it fucking wrong. Da ba da ba da ba cha, da ba da
ba da ba cha, da ba da ba. You gotta put a little bit of fucking fairy dust over the bastard. You know, look at, you know.
Well, we'll put some fairy dust over it. I'll put it over the top.
I'm not fairy dust. You know what I mean? It's, you know. I don't know what it needs then, but I know that it needs.
I know that it needs strings. It that needs, I do know.
Just shut your fucking mouth for 5 minutes and give me a fucking chance to do it. Don't keep fucking racking down that fucking microphone.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Woo, doggies. Mike Routier, the man, the myth, has shown up. He's a bit under the weather, so they say. But I'm not buying it. I see
kicking the lid off the coffin one more time.
I see a little glimmer in your eye. And I hear...
Uh-oh.
A mallard!
The morning mallard back around. All right, this is just all I need. All I need is you and the mallard.
This week,
What the hell we got going on here? Now, I have to admit, I had little to do with this show at all. So clue me in. Where are we going?
I spoke to a twisted individual by the name of James Thaddeus Goad. He's the author of...
The Return of the Goad,
the
huh?
The author of the Redneck Manifesto, of course, Shit Magnet, Answer Me Magazine. A great raconteur, and but this time we got on some lighter subject matter. Although we talked a little bit about guns, he's for, I'm against, and
okay,
you know,
point counterpoint.
It was.
You guys
getting
anything substantive like pubes or anything?
We talked a little pubic
times?
Hair. We
okay.
talked.
Perfect. Check
we,
that
well,
off
you'll
list.
Hear what's going down. But on top of that, we got to have a little tribute this week.
Mm-hmm.
Reg Presley from
that's
the
That's right.
Frogs.
February 4th, at the age of 71, after battling lung cancer for quite a few years.
Wild Thing, of course, was the classic, but there were so many more, Mike. Tune
right.
after tune.
Bevy of hits.
After wild, wild tune. But we're playing new music, too, and doing all our classic features. We're throwing out a Globetrotter. We're going back to the garage.
What about course, the ladies? Are they in there?
I didn't work the ladies in
what?
This one, but I figured that would work for Jim Goad, a known misogynist. And
the No Ladies Show.
The No Ladies Show.
You got a guilty pleasure. Is Krusty coming by? What's going on?
Nothing's happening.
You're a loser.
Fuck you.
With the sun and pop wood a beaver couldn't bite through.
My girlfriend is next to me like the teddy bear I always wanted.
The kind with holes.
And I'm poking her in the back.
Like, hey, look who caught the early worm.
Instead, she looks impatiently at her watch.
Like she doesn't have the time or the hands to stroke my clock.
She abandons me
to go make a living. I mean, who is going to talk my slug?
Bye, honey. I love you. Immediately, shut the blind.
Slam the deadbolt, drop my pants, bunny whop and duck
hop to the laptop. The girlfriend's gonna be gone for a couple of hours.
And ain't nothing a crime if it can be washed off in the shower, oh yeah.
I got a date with me, myself, and my little friend tonight.
My mind's in the gutter and it's time to flush the pipe.
It's the sound of one hand clapping, the endless handshake.
I'm gonna type in the password to open up the vault to my spank. Bank.
I take my power tool, oil it up, and work it. Cover her computer in saran wrap so her hard drive won't short circuit.
I bust out with my proudest invention, a microwaved cantaloupe with a hole drilled in it. I call her my supermarket slut, my gutter ball.
It's not called lying or cheating when there's nothing to tell. This is the Han Solo flight with me, a website, a bottle loop, and DSL.
The melons gripping my gristle rigor mortis stiff to a fantasy of digging up Betty Page and throwing her up in the mix.
For the next half hour, I look like I just caught a fish. I'm the peeping Tom in the vixen pit. Tawny containers purring at the white snake, whipping up a batch of testicle milkshake.
This is like Revenge of the Nerds in 3D. It's like I'm back in high school, but every cheerleader is cheering just for me. Double D's bobbing and bouncing on the world's biggest trampoline. And there ain't no felony on fantasy. There's no Y to the X. I'm out for porn rated Z.
This is the History Channel of all my wet dreams.
Shit, and the spank bank, even an amputee couldn't keep their phantom limbs off me. Oh yeah, baby, it's Thanksgiving and I got your gravy.
My pigtail babysitter, I was 13.
My Bible study teacher, Miss Green.
Catholic schoolgirl.
Midgets.
Midwestern girl.
Suicidegirls.com.
And I was about to spurt the sherbet.
And the cantaloupe was gonna get a creamy center. The
finish line was in sight.
But she came. She came.
Early,
when I thought she'd be late.
There was a key in the lock and before I could stop. I was caught in the act.
A noose around my neck with no one to cut me slack.
Her Care Bear with his dick in his hand like a slug drowned in KY.
Her little leprechaun, balls deep in produce.
And I'm glad she didn't have a camera.
But she still flashed on me with the, what the fuck is my Mac doing covered in saran wrap?
What the fuck is that?
Well, I answered.
It's black dicks, white chicks, meets Asian pink taco, gangbang galleries, just mud upon sluts with butts as well, pumpkins and basketballs.com.
It's a cantaloupe? But it's not what you think! I was just enjoying the fruits of my labor.
I was just blowing off steam!
Just throwing scraps of meat to the lion in my loins. Pornography is a mere snack before the feast. Call me a dog, but every canine was born to tug at his leash. Massaging my manwich is the only way I can find peace. Is this what you want? No, this isn't what I wanted, baby. I don't know if what this is.
I was just warming up the hot dogs. You take
five. I get the mayo hot from the Ferber.
Hey, at least I've been going to my extra-axis.
I'm trying to step my own pocket and engage me in my fragile mess.
It's millions of generations of Filipinos.
Scottish bastards die in Kleenex.
It's a scientific fact.
We'll be right back.
Ty Segall right there, Spiders. Wow, what a...
That was a noisy,
heading up the charts with a bullet, that one, I'm telling you.
I give him props. He's such a poppy, garagey guy, and then he comes out with a noisy, insane thing like Spiders.
You just know where he's going to zig or zag or what the deal is. Before that, we heard a little spoken word piece there, Sperm Bank, with Jamie DeWolf. What's the...
Jamie DeWolf from the Suicide Kings. This guy's been around the Bay Area, and he sets up a inspired batch of readings called Tourette's up in Oakland once a month. So you got to check
out. Is that part of his live set there?
Jamie DeWolf. Yeah. Well, he does stuff live. He does stuff with other people. He does stuff in the studio, and he produces radio shows too. So he's all over the map. You got to check out
radio shows. That guy must be a super talent.
The guy must be insane. You got to love it, Mike, because we're hyping local Bay Area producers.
I noticed. So here we go. The last one. Adam Age, Cut, Paste, Kill. That's a brand new one from them.
And more Bay Area, Mike.
And this is the crazy Bay Area set.
We're going modern. 2013, baby. This is up to the second. We are playing brand new music. We're hyping the Bay, Mike.
All right, calm down now. Somebody's got to find your pills, for Christ's sake. You're getting all worked up.
I'm sorry.
Tell you what. At times like this, maybe it's just better to just shut the thing down, take a little vacay, so you can just get in the mood.
Globetrotter, spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter. Well, Lord Almighty, Mike, where are we going?
Heading back to Francois. Back to France one more time. This is a little Valentine's Day El Speciel Je T'aime by Brigitte Bardot and Serge Gainsbourg.
Now, Serge was well known as a pederast and a bizarre sex fiend. Mm-hmm. So
they loved
here's
him.
To you, Serge.
France loves that shit.
Oh oui, je t'aime.
Moi non plus.
Oh mon amour.
Comme la vague irrésolue. Je vais et je viens. Entre tes reins. Je vais et je viens entre tes bras et je me retiens.
Je t'aime, je t'aime. Oh oui, je t'aime.
Moi non plus.
Oh mon amour, tu es la vague.
Yo, 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 ready like you want. This is John Gentile from Philly Features, editor at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you the hippinest, the hoppinest, the bippinest, the boppinest, the brand new punk rock jams. Today's jam is from the Bronx. They've got their fourth album coming out. Honestly, people love this band for their high energy, but they never seem to quite achieve their potential, if you ask me. Anyway, people are loving this track. You make up your own mind. This is off the Bronx 4, and it is called Too Many Devils.
But I'm on another why are you so obsessed with me? So,
Will the real MC please step to the mic?
In the blog saying we met at the bar, when I don't even know who you are. Saying we up in your house, saying I'm up in your car. But you in LA and I'm out at your mains. I'm up in the A, you so so lame. And no one here even mentions your name. It must be the weed, it must be the E. Cause you be popping, heard you get it popping. Oh, oh, oh. Why you so obsessed with me?
I love you more.
I can never
high from junior high until we both die. It's silly, oh why must we try? Is it really so rough that we must always call each other's Billy Goat's Buck? Try to pull each other's legs into the other bags. We're lying to ourselves, that's the beauty of its head. We truly love each other, that's why we always fight. And all we do is shove each other every other fucking night. And it's clear, it ain't gonna change, it's pent-up rage. We both have, we both feel like we've been upstaged by someone else. We both been someone else and someone else. Problems neither one wants help. It's an addiction and it can't be fixed. Our family's mixed up, it's a baby sister in the mix. And it hurts cause the pieces to the puzzle don't fit. And anybody who thinks they know us doesn't know shit. And they're probably just tired of hearing it all the time. On every song, every lyric and every rhyme. All the hoopla, all of the whoop-de-woo. What you put me through, fucking whoop-de-doo. But I won't be made a fool of. If this is true love, you wouldn't do what you did last time. You wouldn't screw up this time. It's this time, girl, I'm telling you what. You do it again, I'm fucking you up. No matter what
you say, what you do, I'ma hunt you down till I find you. No matter where you run, I'll be right there, right behind you. And your nightmares is a bunch of flowers and the candy. All the times that you do it back at me. So when you hate me, you gon' hate me more. When you find out, you can't escape me whole. The more you put me through, the more it makes me wanna come back to you. You say you hate me, I just love you more. You don't want me, I just want you more. I want your flowers, don't mad me. I know it's sad, but it's making me happy. The more that you slap me, the more that it turns me on. Love me and I love you more.
Oh no!
I can't stand still cause you got me going. And your hips are showing. I think of you, girl, as you're standing there. Your low-cut slacks and your long black hair. Don't want you going round with no one else. Cause when I'm with you, I can't control myself. The fence is down and you got me shaking. So that my nerves are breaking. If you knew me like I know you, girl, your knees would bend and your hair would curl. You make me move, yeah, like no one else. And when I'm with you, I can't control myself. Got this feeling that's inside of me. It makes me think of how things used to be. It makes me feel alright when I'm with you at night and we love. And we love.
Right, you cunt!
Strange Movies right there by the one and only Dwarves covering the Troggs in tribute to Reg Presley's passing.
Strange Movies. Don't you love the lyrics to that one? Some strange stuff about pornographic movies. Must have been from the late 60s, early 70s. The Troggs on Radio Like You Want.
Got to pay our respects to old Reg. Before that, we heard one from the actual Troggs. I Can't Control Myself. That's one of their old-timey hits there.
And, Mike, you can't control yourself, no, so it all
just
ties in
freak
together.
Out all over the place. So, yeah, that's very conceptual of you. Before that, we heard some pop hits there. Eminem doing I Love You More. That's kind of a off-the-beaten-path one, right?
Yeah, that one didn't get a real release back in the mid-90s. But very, I like it. You know, Jim Goad's on this show, and I like the stalkerish quality of that. So we had to give Mariah Carey her due and let her get her
Stalker
Eminem diss
Eminem.
In there. Obsessed before that. Mariah
Yeah, the one
Carey.
And only Mariah Carey. Who but you would play Mariah Carey on this show, Mike?
See, you made me do it.
I didn't make you do nothing.
The Bronx before that.
John Gentile from Philly serving up the Bronx. Too Many Devils. Bronx 4, I believe, is the name.
I like
of
how
one.
He gives you this song. It's a ripping song. And before it, he goes, I don't really like these guys. John Gentile. What a fucking piece
That's
of
That's the first
shit.
Time I think I ever heard him put an artist
down. I know, of
down.
All the bands. I love the Bronx. Well, that was Too Many Devils. They're coming. It's the brand new punknews.org type
Special.
Site.
The real geniuses, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, the Ramones, Wade, they all did one song.
Shut up.
And then just one fantastic song.
Is that Jim Goad?
And then tweaked it a bit.
Oh, Jim Goad.
4,000 different. Little Richard's my all-time favorite musician.
He's got a million songs.
Only had one song.
Oh, okay.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it. Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she walks by, the mean folks get in gross.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the grand slice turn to toe.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mole.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it. She was born to please.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
And if she's got a figure made,
can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware? The girl can't help it,
the girl can't help it.
If she mesmerizes every mother's son.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She make grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if I go to hell on bending knees,
she can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it?
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
What they call the mold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a figure made to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I
Jim Goad. Now, Jim, you brought me out of retirement on this one. You're pro pubic hair on women. Are we on record here?
Yeah, for several reasons. One, I'm not a pedophile. Number two,
you
I
should try it.
Hair is God's way of, you know, protecting that from eyesight. You don't want to see that kangaroo fetus. That thing looks like a car crash. Just keep it a little mysterious. And to me, it's also, I think, just evolution-wise, that was the target. You knew that's where you aimed. That bush, it is kind of like a landing strip. Three-dimensional, lift her up by it, Mitch Mitchell, Noel Redding, Jimi Hendrix experience. Like Dice Quest, it's something you could plant tomatoes in, like a fucking bush.
You hear that, ladies? If you want to get with Jim Goad, well, Jim, tell me this. If the great bands all basically played a variation on the same song, what is the variation on your basic song?
The one theme that comes up every time is guilt projection, whether it was in Ship Magnet where we got a violent woman outraged that I'm violent, or the Redneck Book where people are the crying, stereotyping, and dehumanized living shit out of poor working worldwide. It's amazing how much guilt projection seems to be the way of the world. Yeah, and one thing that's been a constant, too, are extremely privileged white people lecturing me about my white privilege. Wealth guilt. Maybe it has something to do with Catholic school and taboos, but fuck, you tell me don't go there, I'm there. I've got my nose deep in that ass. Whatever it is.
I don't know what song to call for, but it's got to be a tribute to pubic hair. There's got to be one out there.
How about that Hair by the Council?
Radio, like you want.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the Grateful Dead,
darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, screaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down to there,
and
shoulder length longer.
And
here, baby, there, mama,
everywhere, daddy, daddy, hey.
Grow it, show it, long as I'm growing my hair. I let it fly in the breeze, and it caught in the trees. It's a home for the fleas in my hair. Home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bee, a nest for birds, there ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
You're getting it, Andy. A friend of mine put together a compilation of 169 bubblegum songs, and about 21 by Andy Kim. He's fantastic. And of course, like Chewy Chewy by 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Doing to me what I want you to.
That I'm usually finding your articles is in this Tacky Mag, right? T-A-K-I-M-A-G, is that right?
Yeah, they let me do what I want to do and pay me. So I always say I can't complain, but pretty much no one can complain like I can. For the whole fucking book complaining, so I can complain. But
you know, every once in a while I do my research on this shit. I try not to, but I went to the page. I said, what's the last thing that Jim wrote? And it's Uncle Sam, give us your guns. Now, the point that you seem to be making here is that we, the people, shouldn't give up things like AR-15s and what are conventionally called assault weapons until the government gives up theirs. What is the idea here?
Well, it's, you know, it's one of these things. I remember the the Iraq War when the justification was going to take weapons of mass destruction from Saddam Hussein, which turned out to not exist. In my mind, and I never heard any journalist anywhere ask it, was, or are we accusing them of having anything that we don't have? Or that, I mean, Israel doesn't come out and admit they have nukes, but it's pretty common knowledge they have 400 of them.
Aren't we really talking about two different things? One is, should America have a bellicose and violent foreign policy? And I'm with you, we shouldn't. So,
right.
Point done.
Well,
What does that have to do
Marlo
with dipshits
Grant,
with guns shooting me?
I mean, moral grand thing of accusing someone or going to annihilate someone because they have something that's already documented that you have. To me, there's really no way getting out of that one. If you want to just say, well, hey, survival of the fittest, I want to go and wipe you out, then I could actually, it would be consistent. But this moral pretense is what I have a problem with. If the U.S. and Israel were accusing these Middle Eastern countries of having anything that they didn't have, then I could see it, at least ethically. But
we're in agreement. Somehow you're equating that with dipshits in America should be able to run around with big guns and shoot folks. And I don't get the connection.
The analogy is that they're saying, you know, why does anyone need this? It's like the people that have these guns pointed at the taxpayer's head have them. That's where I have the problem. It's like, if they're saying, hey, we're more powerful than you, if you want to fuck with us, we'll probably blow you away, let's throw down, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. But they're saying no one needs this while their power is maintained by having better weaponry. I mean, they've got sonic crowd technology and nukes and things that, like, AR-15 is one thing, but Jesus Christ. And then one thing I mentioned in the article, that they've already killed, like, 9 Sandy Hooks worth of Pakistani kids just in drone strikes. Why is there not a hysteria about that? Like, well,
there should be.
Disarmament, if people shouldn't have these things, well, the government's composed of people. I actually do like the idea of deterrent to tyranny, whether or not the Founding Fathers said that or not. Actually, I was sitting around the other day wondering whether the Founding Fathers ever ate flounder. Have you ever seen a flounder eating founder?
So when the government does something, it's doing it in the name of the people. Now, does that mean we have perfect justice?
I disagree strongly with that. They've never done anything that I've ever wished them to do and never represented anything I wanted. I mean, democracy is a huge scam and a ruse, and I think that very little that happens that the government does is by popular consent. And also, there's the idea that the people really know what the fuck they want or need. That's debatable, too. I question the people's wisdom, but I also question whether they actually really do have much to say.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before.
speeds on ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm a-happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
Are you suggesting an alternative to democracy? A dictatorship by a benign, goad-like person would be better than a democracy of all
us. I think part of what they used to call in our anger management class is the thinking error. Okay. It's the thinking there is a solution to any of this stuff. I'm not sure there is. But the main thing with the guns is, just the slaughter. If you want to stack up bodies, and one of my main points always is that the people who talk about all living creatures are equal, they never count dead bodies equally. These people crying crocodile tears over what happened in Connecticut, you just really can't compare what the U.S. government has done, legally. And then it's all a matter of semantics. Well, it's not a shooting spree. It's not a drones kid. It doesn't really matter. I don't think they should have any. Why do they get to have it? And the people can't. This is one of those things, semantics, public land. Aren't public lands the only one the public can't occupy? These weapons belong to the people. Give them to the people. Otherwise, these weapons are pointed at the people.
The other point that you made, though, is that, well, the government has all this super advanced weaponry, so why can't I have my AR-15? But doesn't that kind of negate the point?
Because not necessarily. Ideally, I'd be for, unilateral disarmament of everyone. It's one of the major conflicts these days with people who are favor individualism versus, the common good or group interest. Don't like the group. The group's never been kind to me. I'm definitely down with Norman Mailer and the White Negro, where he says, after the Holocaust, communism, the only truly moral thing a person can do is grab a knife themselves and start stabbing, like take power back in your own hands. I agree with that.
Aren't you, though, ignoring all the things that the group has done for you? The English language, mathematics, the roads that you drive your car on. I mean, you're sort of blithely ignoring all of the things that your fellow man has done that's enriched your life that you get use out of. You stick that in a corner somewhere and then you go, hey man, some people are attacking me, it's me against the world. So if we didn't have each other and we didn't band together in what's known as governments, what real power would we have?
Well, I think most innovations come from individual geniuses rather than group effort.
Thank you, Ayn Rand. It's time to knock out another track. We're talking to Jim Goad, Radio Like You Want.
A Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive. We'll be right back.
my meals here. I sleep in the maze.
An involved ending, like,
wow.
Just begging for us to kind of come
in right over the top of that motherfucker there. That one's a world premiere exclusive right there from the forthcoming The OC's next record, the Minotaur.
San Francisco's Garage Kings at the moment, Mike.
Yeah, they're on top.
The
time.
Minotaur, the OC's. Well, we were talking.
Wow, you and Jim Go just shitting in the chatting like there's no fucking tomorrow. All over the map. Subjects here, subjects there.
Chewy Chewy by the Ohio Express. Hair by the Cow Sills. I Don't Care, the Ramones, and The Girl Can't Help It. All by the request of Big Jim Go, Mike.
Well, I think you done him good on this one. Hey, you guys talking gun control there, a little pro point, counterpoint.
I don't know why I bother, because, you know, really, I want to shoot people, too. Fuck
I know,
people.
Just admit it.
I know.
In fact, I have a little thesis about the... Oh, what the...
It came from the garage, Mike, in this week.
Wow, this is a crazy wild one. The Wild Nights.
We're deep in the bowels of Hollywood
Beaver
for this
control.
One.
Favorite way of getting kicked, go downtown and hustle chicks.
Beaver,
I drive a Rolls Royce, a limousine. The girls I groove on my machine.
Beaver,
I cruise all the drive-ins in this town. Not once has a girl ever shut me down.
Beaver,
I got a one good thing that's on my side. That's a big bad car that's out of sight.
Beaver,
pulling the driving, I shut off the key. A pretty little chick to chase wants to sit by me. I say, hello, darling, what's your name? I say to myself, I'm glad I came. She say, I try to make her happy with all my might. Say, all I gotta do, honey, make me feel all right.
Gets lots of action. All do love that satisfaction. In this game you don't need muscle. All I gotta do is learn to hustle. Those beavers, I love that beaver. I love that beaver.
I gotta tell you, I gotta hand it to you. You put together a real classic here, Blag. You should be proud of yourself.
Teddy and his patches, Mike. Well, we tossed it together a bit last minute. I gotta thank my boy, Jim Goad, always there with the bizarre bon mots.
Yeah, he's a good one. We gotta have him on a semi-regular. He should be coming back every now and again.
Just to piss me off and freak my mind.
Of course, we want to make sure we pay our respects to Reg Presley of the Trogs, and a big thanks to John Gentile for sending in a new track. Blag, where do they go to get the info?
RadioLikeYouWant.com. You can download our shows for free, or you can write to us interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com. Mike, who are we affiliated with?
PunkRadioCast.com, RealPunkRadio.com, and PunkNews.org.
Freaks are for kids, not for silly rabbis.
Worldwide.